disaster continues to strike a Southeast Asian country. First, there was an earthquake, a tsunami, and now an erupting volcano all in the same place. But Christians in the area have a unique opportunity to reflect Christ into the darkness. In fact, how Christians do just this is changing the face of missions. And in just a few moments, I'll help you find your place in these stories. But first, the hits keep coming in Indonesia. A volcano erupted on Sulawesi, the same island rocked last week by an earthquake-tsunami combo. Thankfully, no evacuations were ordered, and it's not expected to interfere with ongoing rescue efforts. Joe Handley of Asian Access says the archipelago needs your continued prayer. The death toll has just passed 1,400 and is expected to continue to rise.
Pray for the people of Indonesia that are so devastated right now, and then pray for the local church that they can be the hands and feet of Christ in the midst of the pain.
Asian Access is a Christian leadership development ministry working throughout Asia. Right now, they're helping pastors in the disaster zone meet physical and spiritual needs, but they're also in it for the long haul.
As pastors, as well as their lay people go into these areas, they not only can pass out blankets and food and clean water, but they can also just listen to people and hear what they're going through and console them and pray for them. You know, in the chaos of just all the relief that's going on, you can often overlook the personal aspect. That's where pastors and churches really can make a significant difference.
Next, a recent article by DW says megachurches in Nigeria are making money off believers and exploiting their faith. World Missions' Greg Kelly says,
within the Christian community, Pentecostal, the denomination, has really gotten a lot of traction and it's grown. And in some cases, that's a great thing. And in other cases, some of their doctrines that are being taught, particularly about prosperity, is quite honestly, it's hindering the church.
There are around 87 million people in poverty in Nigeria. The hope of financial prosperity has caught the attention of people throughout the country. But Kelly says in some churches, the focus has shifted from worshiping Jesus to how people can become wealthy. This not only affects believers in the church, but it's also tainting opportunities for ministry to others.
Muslims are not going to be attracted to this idea of, hey, convert to Christianity so you can get rich. And in these prosperity gospel environments in Nigeria and other places, the focus is on materialism. The church needs to go back to the basics and get into the Word of God.
So World Mission is equipping people with solar-powered audio Bibles. Pray that churches and believers in Nigeria will direct their focus back to the Word of God. And mission workers are often still thought of as pioneers who are starting work from scratch. However, Wycliffe Bible Translators Jennifer Holleran says the mission field has changed over the years.
Today, we live in a world where really missions is happening from everywhere to everywhere. And that means that when we look at modern missions, it means that as people go out, they're going to get the opportunity to work in multicultural teams. They might even be working under local leadership. So there's a great amount of partnership and collaboration in a new way, and a great ability to use your skills in whatever that looks like today.
While there are differences in the missions field today, one similarity remains, and that is the need for people. Holleran says many people believe they can't work with Wycliffe because they're not linguists. But that just isn't true.
We need people who have training in finance. We need HR specialists. We need people who are experienced with IT. We need people who do have skills or who are willing to get skills, but who are also flexible and adaptable and willing to allow God to shape and mold them.
So whatever your skills are, Wycliffe is looking for people like you to help share the message of Christ around the world. Wycliffe offers training and partnership development to help get you started. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, or LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.